الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم واشكروا لله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون صدق الله العظيم.
Most respected brothers and elders, each one of us is aware of the fact, and this is our belief, that we have been sent into this world by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our ultimate destination is the Akhirat. And we have been placed in this world to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Him, to fulfill all His commandments. This is a trial or a testing ground, place of examination. We are being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, which one of us does the best of deeds, those actions that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be a day of reckoning, there will be a day of judgment, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take an accounting from us and see what type of deeds we have done in this world. So ultimate destination, our ultimate goal and purpose is the Akhirat. But Allah has placed us into this world. So whilst we will be striving towards the Akhirat and doing good deeds, Allah has created us as human beings, and we have necessities that we need to fulfill. We need to breathe in air, and therefore Allah has created oxygen, Allah has created air. We need to nourish our bodies, and Allah has created for us food and nourishment and sustenance and water. So there are necessities of life. And it is absolutely permissible to fulfill the necessities of life so that we may strive towards the Akhirah and do good and righteous deeds. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it incumbent upon us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said it is compulsory for a person to earn halal sustenance. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, طَلَبُ كَسْبِ الْحَلَالِ فَرِيضَةٌ بَعْدَ الْفَرِيضَةِ, that after the other compulsory actions of Islam, salah, zakat, hajj, so which we have to fulfill and discharge, also extremely important is acquiring halal sustenance, the acquisition of halal earnings. So what is important here? Firstly, we should earn halal. And secondly, whilst we are earning this halal, we should not become negligent, heedless, unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our real purpose and our Akhirat. In other words, we don't become engrossed, we don't become consumed by our engaging in the activities of the world whilst we are striving and earning our rosy, our halal sustenance. We go out in the morning, come back in the evening. Whilst we are earning this halal, we should never become oblivious of our ultimate destination. We should not become heedless of the warnings of Allah, the prohibitions of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged a person to go out and earn a halal rosy. In one hadith he has mentioned, مَنْ طَلَبَ الْحَلَالِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ مَنْ طَلَبَ الدُّنْيَا مُتَعَفِّفًا عَنِ السُّؤَالِ. His sole purpose is to earn halal sustenance. And he does not want to beg from people. In Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Shariat abhors, detests a person begging unless he is in dire constraint and needs. And he's got nothing to fill his belly with. He's really starving. He's trying. And he doesn't seem to get any job. And he has to sustain his family. And there is no way out. But a person who becomes a perpetual beggar, and he just waits for people's handouts, despite having the ability and the health, and despite being in the condition of going out and striving and searching for some halal rosy, such a person who is a perpetual beggar, as we say, on the day of Qiyamah, he will come in such a condition that he will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with no flesh on his body. He'll only have bones in such a miserable condition. Therefore, that sahabi who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and begged of him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him an axe, tells him to go and chop wood, come back, sell that bundle of wood, get some money and income, and then this is how he could sustain himself. Nevertheless, that person who strives solely to earn halal, to refrain from begging, وَسَعِنَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ, and he wants to feed his subordinates, his wife, his children. And we know the demands of the family today. Every person knows when he goes home, there's a whole list in the morning when he leaves, and before he even reaches home, because now we got the SMS system, so then there are so many items that we have to get, and before we can even enter the home, and if we haven't got that, we're in serious problem. Like this one woman, she tells the husband, you know me, I made my husband a millionaire. So the other woman was very, very excited. Oh, millionaire, how did you make him a millionaire? He said, in reality, he was a billionaire, I made him a millionaire. Nevertheless, this person strives to feed his family. This is his intention. لَقِيَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَوَجْهُ كَالْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ. He will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, where his face shining like the 14th full moon. In other words, Allah will be most pleased with such a person. And contrary to that, مَنْ طَرَبَ الدُّنْيَا, the person who seeks dunya, مُفَاخِرًا, مُكَاثِرًا, he just wants to amass wealth. He just wants to become rich. And to give and to be arrogant and proud of others and haughty. Such a person, لقي الله عز وجل, he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وهو عليه غضبان. And Allah will be angry with such a person. Allah will be displeased with such a person. So earning halal, this is incumbent in Shariat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. Allah is pure. Allah accepts only that which is pure. Allah does not want man to engage in haram. Allah does not want us to engage in malpractices. Allah does not want us to engage in fraud and deceit and to be dishonest and untruthful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be honest, upright. We are believers. At-tajir as-saduq al-amin. An honest trader, upright trader. One who doesn't deceive his customers and his clients and his patients. What is his condition on the day of Qiyamah? مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. He will be with the pious people. He will be with the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. He will be with the martyrs. We know the rank of these people. What has he? He has only acquired halal sustenance. Outwardly it seems as though he was engaged in dunya. But he was honest. He did not deceive. He did not cheat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes by the marketplace. He finds a stall. And he sees there are heaps of grain in sacks. فَأَدْخَلُ يَدَهُ فِيهِ مَرَّ رَسُولُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam عَلَىٰ صُبْرَةِ تَعَامٍ. There's a heap of grain. He thrusts his hand inside. And what does he find? That the bottom has become moist and wet. He says, what is this? Why is it wet? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, last night it rained. And because it rained, these crops were damaged. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him that, why didn't you place it on top? The customer would have come and seen this is now spoilt, defected. There's a aib in it. Now you hid it, you concealed it in the bottom. He will see the one that is on top, that is a superior quality. He will purchase those goods, not knowing that inside, in that container, is going to come out those which are defected. What does Rasulullah say? Man ghashana falaysa minna. The one who deceives us, he is not of us. He does not belong to me. He doesn't deceive. He doesn't deserve. He does not deserve to be called and my ummati. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiban. Allah is pure. Allah only accepts that which is halal, that which is pure. Well, you didn't cheat your customer. You did not deceive him. If goods were defected, you showed him. After that, if he was prepared to buy those goods, well, that's his choice. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quoted two verses of the Holy Quran. Ya ayyuha ar-rusulu kulu min at-tayyibati wa'malu salihah. Allah addresses the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Eat that which is wholesome. Eat that which is halal. Wa'malu salihah. And do righteous deeds. The scholars say, ulama, mashayikh say, a person who eats halal, it has an effect on his body and it will help him to then produce good deeds. If a person consumes haram, even if it is one morsel of haram, it will spoil his body. It will cause him now to do impious deeds. It will cause him to lie and cheat. It will cause him to sin and engage in vice and evil and filth. So important is consuming halal food, halal earnings. Our transaction must all be above board. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, his attendant comes with a platter of food, and as he is busy eating, suddenly the attendant asks him, the khadim asks him, Hazrat, you know where I got this food from? He says, no, tell me. He says, in the time of Jahiliyyah, I practiced fortune telling, and then this person did not have sufficient money to give me because he was poor. So after embracing Islam, now today, this person, after so many years, he has come and he has given me my due. With that money that I acquired, I decided to make you a dish of food. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, immediately thrusts his hand into his mouth and he vomits out, he spews out all that he had consumed. Why? Because this was of dubious nature. There was doubt in it. Or it was some haram sources. This was the piety of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh, the great Imam and jurist of his time, somebody asked him, Bima talinul qulub, tell me, how does one make his heart soft? The man said, I've got a very hard heart. I don't have compassion and mercy. Tell me, how can I soften my heart? He said, Bi aqlil halal, eat halal, Allah will make your heart soft. He's on the throes of death, last few moments of his life. And what does he say? He says, al-mawtu atshan, dying out of thirst, ahabbu ilayya, is more beloved to me, min an ayadkhula fi jawfi ma'un, la adri, min ayna ja'a bihi hamiluhu. He says, to die out of thirst is more beloved to me than putting into my belly water, the source of which I do not know. Somebody brings the water, the carrier of the water, but I am not sure of exactly where he's brought this water from. You know the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, their wives, the Salaf al-Salihin, how pious they were, how mindful they were of eating and consuming halal. The Sahabiyat, the women folk, the wives of the Sahaba, when the Sahaba would leave out in the morning to go out and earn some rosy, some sustenance, they would be addressed by their wives
And their wives would say, اتقوا الله فينا. Fear Allah regarding us. Fear Allah regarding us. وَلَا تُطْعِمُونَ الْكَسْبَ الْحَرَامِ. Don't feed us haram food. Don't eat, don't feed us haram food. فَإِنَّنَا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى الْجُوعِ وَالْضُرِّ. We will be able to endure hardships and starvation. We will bear the pangs of hunger. We won't eat any food. We'll be able to make sabr on this. وَلَا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ. But we won't be able to endure the fire of Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ جَسَدٌ غُذِيَ بِالْحَرَامِ. In another riwayat, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ لَحْمٌ نَبَتَ عَلَى سُحْتٍ. That body which has been nourished by haram shall not enter paradise, shall not enter jannat. يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ. A time will dawn over people. لَا يُبَالِ الْمَرْءُ مَا أَخَذَ مِنْهُ. A man will not be bothered. He will not be worried where his source of income is from. أَمِنَ الْحَلَالِ أَمِنَ الْحَرَامِ. Is he consuming halal or haram? He's not bothered. How often we indulge or we get ourselves involved in fraud or fraudulent acts. Embezzlement of funds. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in who went to China. The books of history have recorded this. That they went on a business venture. Business venture. But the manner in which they dealt with the people there, it attracted the people towards Islam. They were honest, they were upright. Because they had in front of them the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, التُجَّارُ يُحْشَرُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فُجَّارًا إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّقَى وَبَرَّ وَصَدَقَى. That the traders, the merchants, or any person who is involved in acquiring any type of sustenance, they will be raised on the day of Qiyamah as sinners, illa except that person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows Allah is watching me. I may sign this document. I may buy a consignment of backdoor goods to make a few pennies. My brothers and elders, that person who fears Allah, Allah is watching. We know the story of that young girl who was with her mother at night, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who is Amir al-Mu'mineen, is patrolling the streets of Medina, and he goes by this house, and he overhears the mother telling the daughter that add some water to the milk, we'll get more quantity to sell. The daughter says, no, don't you know the Amir al-Mu'mineen has prohibited this? You'll be cheating the people and the customers. She says, where's Amirul Mu'mineen? He is not here. The daughter replies, if Amirul Mu'mineen is not here, the ilah of Amirul Mu'mineen is present. Allah is watching. That few pennies you make, I swear by Allah, you will have sleepless nights. You will have bechaini. You won't enjoy that sustenance. You will never enjoy that sustenance. One disaster, one calamity. There'll be loss of children, loss of property, parishan all the time. مَا قَلَّ وَكَفَى خَيْرُ مِمَّا كَثُرَ وَأَلْهَى. Rasulullah says, if you have little, you earn little, but sufficient, it is better for you than just amassing wealth and making you negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّقَى, except that person who fears Allah. وَبَرَّ, he is kind to people. He sees to his customers with a smiling face. He does not chase them away. وَصَدَقَ, and he speaks the truth. Not like many of us who say, Wallah, Hadi Qasam, I got this for, I'm giving you for kharid. I'm giving you the same price I bought it for. I'm giving you for the same price. Why do you lie? Sharia gives you the permission to make a halal profit. وَصَدَقَ. So that person who fears Allah, he is kind to his customers. And one hadith says of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ رَجُلًا سَمْحًا. Allahu Akbar. You know, we all beg from Allah His mercy. We say, Allah, shower Your mercy upon us. Allah, You arhamar rahimin. You are so kind, You are so merciful. Here Allah subhanahu wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Rahim Allah. This is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah have mercy, rajulan, on that person, samhan, who is kind, who is soft-natured. When he, idha ba'a, wa idha ishtara, wa idha taqada, when he buys, when he sells, and when he has to demand of his loans that he had given to some person. The debtors who owe him money, and he has to ask them for payment of what's due to him. Then he is soft-hearted, he's not cruel and harsh. Such a person has got the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah forgive us. Allah forgive us. Many times we take loans upon loans upon loans. And we have failed to fulfill those loans. People have waited for months, for years. Years have gone by. And we have no intention whatsoever to pay what's due to the people. The hadith is, Matarul Ghaniyyi Dhulmun. The man who has sufficient amount to pay his loans off. He had borrowed money. And there's a creditor who's waiting for his money. Due date has arrived. Or past the due date now. He's got sufficient money to pay those debts. But he procrastinates. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that this is zulam, this is oppression. Such a person is a zalim. Man akhadha amwal an-nas, that person who takes wealth from people, yuridu ada'aha, he has genuine intention of paying back those loans. He required the money and he has genuine intention. He makes all the efforts to pay off the loan, but he is unable to do so. He's overwhelmed with debts. He's trying, he's struggling, he's battling. He had sincere intention to pay off those debts. Allah will help him to fulfill those debts. And if in the world he is unable to fulfill those debts, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will please his opponents. Allah will please his creditors. And Allah will forgive them and Allah will pardon them. You know, a martyr in Islam, what's his rank? How great he is, what virtues, what blessings. A person comes and asks, Ya Rasulullah, if I die in the battlefield as a shaheed, will all my sins be forgiven? Rasulullah says, yes, all your sins are forgiven. The man is about to leave. When Rasulullah summons him again, he says, no, come here. Illa deen, except debts that you owe people and you haven't paid. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam came just now and informed me of this. Can we see how important it is? On the other hand, if some person owes us money, then let us be kind and soft-hearted. Let us not be cruel and harsh. He's trying, he's battling, he's struggling. Give him respite. If you give him respite, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will enter you into Jannah. Allah will give you special shade under His shade on the day of Qiyamah. And each day you give him more and more respite. For each day, you will get the thawab of giving charity and sadaqah. There are many other more blessings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts only that which is halal. So many times, our earnings are haram. Allah forgive us, but still give charities to organizations and to people. To masjid, to madrasas and darul ulooms and makatib and so many other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept such. Allah does not accept such charities. This is the truth. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You spend from haram and you expect to get barakat and blessings. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no, this is not possible. So two verses. Allah addressed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and of course, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the other verse which I recited in the beginning, where Allah encourages us, Allah commands us to earn halal. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gives the incident of a person, يُطِيلُ safar, أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرَ, long, very tedious journey. His hair is disheveled. He's tired. We can see the signs of fatigue on his body. There's sand and dust over his face. يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ He raises his hand towards the sky. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, oh my Allah, grant me this, give me that. Rasulullah says, وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ وَخُذِيَ بِالْحَرَامِ فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَلِكَ He's eating his haram, he's drinking his haram, his nourishment is haram, his clothing is haram. How can such a person's dua then be answered by Allah? This is the effects. You eat, you consume haram, then your duas will be unanswered. One dirham, one ran as you will say, one dirham of riba, of interest, يَأْكُلُهُ الرَّجُلُ دِرْهَمٌ رِبًا يَأْكُلُهُ الرَّجُلُ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمُ A man knows that this is interest money that I am consuming. Just one penny. Knows fully well this is haram. Or it is some interest. أَشَدُّ It is more severe مِنْ سِتَّةِ وَثَلَاثِينَ زِنْيَا than committing adultery fornication 36 times. مَنْ اشْتَرَى ثَوْبًا بِعَشَرَةِ دَرَاهِمْ A person purchases a garment for 10 dirhams. 10 rand. وَفِيهِ دِرْهَمٌ حَرَامٌ And in it is just one rand which is haram. Just one rand. لَا يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ لَهُ صَلَاةً مَا دَامَ عَلَيْهِ Allah will not accept his salat. Allah will not accept any salat of this person as long as the garment is on his body. This is a very serious situation. We all are weak, we make tawbah, istighfar. We make a firm resolution, Ya Allah, I want to live a life which is halal, tayyib. So that my actions that are produced in my body may be halal and tayyib. And so that on the day of Qiyamah, I may not be deprived of paradise. And my body does not enter the fire of Jahannam. Yahya bin Ma'in rahmatullah, a very great muhaddith. And he mentions so nicely. He gives a poem and he says, Al-Malu yadhabu hilluhu wa haramuhu. Wa yabqa fi ghadin athamuhu. He says, wealth, whether it was from halal source or haram source, one day it will come to an end. It will disappear, it will be finished, it will be exhausted. Whatever you have in this world, there will be a day that will come when you leave this world, my brothers and elders, you won't take a penny with you. يَذْهَبُ الْمَالِ حِلُّهُ وَحَرَامُهُ وَيَبْقَى فِي غَدٍ آثَامُهُ But tomorrow, on the day of Qiyamah, the sins of consuming haram, of earning haram, that will still remain. And you'll have to be answerable for that. He says, لَيْسَ التَّقِيُّ بِمُتَّقٍ لِإِلَهِ لَيْسَ التَّقِيُّ بِمُتَّقٍ لِلْإِلَهِ حَتَّى يَطِيبَ طَعَامُهُ وَشَرَابُهُ He says, you can't claim to be a muttaqi person. And say, mashallah, I am God-fearing. I have taqwa in myself. I am making my salat and my ibadat, my dhikrullah. Until, yatiba ta'amuhu wa sharabuhu, your food and your drink, whatever you consume has to be halal. My brothers, we don't have to go into the debacle and the saga halal is happening. We all are well away. May Allah protect the ummah. We must be mindful ourselves, what our earnings are, what we are consuming. And if we do so, inshallah, we will produce good deeds. We will produce a'mal saliha. And then when we raise our hand before Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah will answer our du'as. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat wa akhiru da'wana.